The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. And yes, I am back from Indonesia. It is absolutely wonderful, wonderful to be back. And I must say thank you for your prayers for myself and for Joy as well. It was a great trip. I must say, exhausting. Very, very, very busy, but a great trip. It was very hot. It was very humid. What a difference from what we're experiencing here in Columbus today. Probably 90 to 95 degrees every day and probably 90 to 95% humidity every day. But eye-opening, heart-opening, and just a reminder that God's Spirit is at work all over this planet. And also a reminder that the wonderful thing about the gospel is that it unites people of all nationalities, all tongues, all personalities. I had the privilege of just meeting so many sweet, wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ. We did not share culture. We did not share language. But we did share a relationship with Jesus. I had the privilege of preaching three times, once in a primitive church, had to climb up the side of a hill to get to this pavilion. It was like a picnic pavilion, I suppose, a concrete slab with a roof on it. No walls of any kind, obviously no windows, since there were no walls. No chairs, no pews. People sat on the ground, on the floor. I did not. Otherwise, it would have taken probably four people to get me up off the ground. I stood and preached through an interpreter with these sweet people. We shared communion together. We sang. We worshiped God. And then two other times in a more, I guess, traditional church, one on Sunday morning, probably 100 people, I suppose. And then on Sunday evening in the same church, but a totally different crowd, probably 250, I suppose, probably about 250, just sweet, wonderful, precious people. We were all over, I started to say all over the country. Indonesia, as many of you may know, is comprised of 17,000 different islands. 17,000 different islands and thousands of different people groups. Many different ethnicities all over the Indonesian islands. We spent all of our time on the island of Java, landed in Jakarta. We got to the hotel where we were staying the very first night. After traveling, I think about 26 hours we were traveling, got in about midnight on the first night, checked into the hotel, and then we had to be down in the lobby. If I remember correctly, it was 6 a.m. To travel to another airport to get on another plane to travel to another part of the island of Java, where we met some other sweet people. Trains and planes. We had a five-hour train ride. We were in little minivans for many, many hours, traveling here, traveling there, meeting different people involved in the Bible League. This, I think, was my ninth or tenth trip with Bible League. And every time I have been just incredibly impressed with the boots on the ground. The young man that's in charge of Bible League Indonesia is a man named Tony, spelled T-H-O-N-Y. I thought it was Thony, but his name is Tony. Wonderful, godly young man, and several of his assistants there in Indonesia. Just wonderful servants of God, sold out for Jesus and impacting the entire nation of Indonesia with God's word, Bible distribution, the Project Philip, which I will share with you in future broadcasts, a wonderful discipleship ministry that Bible League has been using all over the world for many, many years. Visited the largest Buddhist temple in the world, called Borobudur. I don't remember how to spell it, but if you want to see pictures, just do an internet search, Google or whatever your search engine is, and just type in "world's largest Buddhist temple," and it will come up. Built in the 800s. AD, used for probably 400 or 500 years. Then it was buried by volcanic ash from a volcanic eruption nearby. And then it was just overgrown with the jungle, and no one knew it even existed until the 1800s. It was discovered. They uncovered it, dug it out of the jungle, and they've done a lot of renovation and so forth. Just an incredible structure in the middle of the jungle, largest Buddhist temple in the world, and still used, by the way, for Buddhist worship. Buddhist monks and others come from around the world to worship there. But I was reminded there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of statues of Buddha all around this Buddhist temple. And he's dead. Buddha is dead. And as we were climbing all over this massive structure, up hundreds of steps up to the top and so forth, I wanted to break out in singing, "He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today." We do not serve a dead Savior. We serve a risen Savior. What a contrast between the religions of the world and real biblical Christianity. Anyway, it was, I think, a very profitable trip. I'll tell you much, much more about it in the days ahead. And yes, in a few weeks, I will be asking you to give to the Bible League, as we have done for many, many years. And you folks have been so unbelievably generous through the years. And I know you will be again. So in a few weeks, we'll be asking you to give to the Bible League. And I am more convinced than ever before that this organization, active all over the world, is worthy of our prayers and our financial support. Anyway, it was wonderful to be on the trip. It was absolutely wonderful to get back as well, and to get back with my sweet bride. And of course, today is Valentine's Day. Now, I've got all kinds of news to share with you. Breaking news on an international scale. This news broke just less than an hour ago. Officials are saying that the U.S. and the Taliban have reached an Afghan truce agreement. I'll give you more details on that when we return. But since it's Valentine's Day, again, I have a lot of stories to share with you. But I want to open the phones to you and give you an opportunity to give a Valentine's tribute to your Valentine. I've done that every Valentine's Day for many years, and we will certainly do that today as well. 877-BOB-LIVE, if you would like to give a tribute to your Valentine today. We'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. As I mentioned a little earlier, some breaking news on the international scale. Now let me read this Associated Press release from about an hour ago. A senior U.S. official says Friday the United States and the Taliban have reached a truce agreement that will take effect very soon and could lead to withdrawals of American troops from Afghanistan. The developments come as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper met Friday in Munich with Afghanistan's president. They spoke on the sidelines of an international security forum in Munich and so forth. A truce had been widely anticipated, and President Donald Trump has agreed in principle to the deal, which could lead to the start of significant U.S. troop withdrawals from Afghanistan, sources have said. So that's very fresh, very new. We'll see. I think withdrawal of American troops would be a good thing if the truce is something that can be enforced, and we will see. But anyway, hey, here locally, did you hear about this? Drag Queen Story Hour was scheduled for Tuesday of this week at Clinton Elementary School here in Columbus. Drag Queen Story Hour. Yep, at a Columbus elementary school. Well, it has been canceled. Let me read the story. An after-school event called Drag Queen Story Hour, scheduled for Tuesday at Clinton Elementary School, has been canceled after backlash from, quote, outside groups, according to the school's principal, Patricia Price. Now, here's what I want you to hear. This is the official position of Columbus City Schools on a Drag Queen Story Hour for elementary school kids. Here it is. Columbus City Schools said in a statement today, and I quote, "We support Clinton Elementary School and its PTA in their efforts to promote diversity, inclusion, and safe spaces within their school community. The response to the event from our Clinton Elementary School families has been overwhelmingly positive. This is a diverse school community who feels it is important to recognize and support people from all walks of life. It is unfortunate that outside agitators feel the need to influence what we do locally." Intentional pause. That is the official position of Columbus City Schools. "We support Clinton Elementary School and its PTA in their efforts to promote diversity, inclusion, safe spaces within their school community." Are you serious? A drag queen story hour is going to benefit the children of Columbus Public Schools? The principal told NBC4 here in Columbus that due to malicious messages sent to the school, they decided to cancel for the safety of all students and school personnel. Quote, "It is important that we all work together to keep our children safe and our schools a welcoming environment that is conducive to learning and growth for everyone. The district does not discriminate based upon sex, race, color, national origin, religion, age, disability, sexual orientation, gender identity expression, ancestry, familial status, or military status with regard to admissions, access, treatment, or employment." Yeah, that's a statement. A parent of two students at Clinton Elementary School declined to go on camera, but said she was disappointed to hear that they were canceling because she was planning on taking, was planning to take her children to the event. Columbus City Schools officially supporting drag queen story hours for elementary school children. Now, I would just suggest that those of you in the Columbus City School District, and I realize many of you are not, but if you live within the Columbus City School District, I would encourage you to kindly but firmly communicate with Columbus City Schools. From this article, they are implying that no one within the Columbus City Schools complained about this. These were outside agitators, they're being called. They don't mention who they are. I don't know who they are. But they're implying that there is overwhelming support of parents and residents within Columbus City Schools for activities like this. I hope you will change their opinion. Again, please be kind. Do not be obnoxious. Do not be mean. Do not be threatening. But please express yourself. We support Clinton Elementary School and its PTA for their efforts and so on and so on and so forth. I cannot believe that more parents and just concerned citizens within Columbus City Schools did not voice disapproval for a drag queen story hour with elementary school students. That's number one. Please communicate with Columbus City Schools. Please do that. And secondly, remember this the next time they try to pass a school levy. I'm just saying, just remember the next time Columbus tries to pass a school levy. Unless people speak up, this kind of thing will continue with your tax dollars. All right, you're listening to Bob Burney Live, and we will take a quick break and return.